everyone. Welcome. And today is Tuesday, July 11th, 2023. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And welcome, everyone, wherever you all are listening, whether it's on a replay or live, whatever platform you're on. Thank you, and welcome, welcome. Hey, Blunt Ninja, welcome, girl. You're number one today. Frankie, how are you? Brina, Brina. Welcome, welcome. Happy to see everyone. And I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. I am having a wonderful day. It is hot, hot in sunny southern hot California. But I woke up today, so my day is good. And it is definitely going well. Early today, watering my garden. I am so pleased with that garden. Pretty much all my veggies, everything I eat, come from that garden. Get started. Hey, Shelby, how are you? Welcome, welcome. Okay, so today, sometimes you can't see what you're learning until you need the lesson. What does that mean? What did I mean by that? I meant a lot of things by that. One of my favorite songs is by Kenny Rogers, The Gambler. And I'm actually going to, that's going to be my outro song tonight or this afternoon. And one verse in the song that I really like is when he says, if you're going to play the game, you got to learn to play it right. And to me, that encompasses a lot of things. This particular topic, I know, is going to go a lot of different ways, because when I say sometimes you can't see what you're learning, you have things where you learn the hard way. There are some things you learn the hard way. You have to get knocked upside your head a couple of times in order for you to get that lesson, in order for you to learn your lesson. Some people learn the hard way. Some people are extremely nosy. You have nosy people who don't, you know, mind their business, you know. You know, when people used to say, and they still do, mind your business, you know, and people who get butthurt when they're not minding their business and someone tells them to mind their business, all of a sudden they get upset. You know, sometimes you have people who just, you know, which I think is a little different from minding your own business, and you guys can disagree with me on this one, but some people who just don't know how to keep their mouth shut, people who just have to say something And once again, you know, you're about to learn a lesson because you won't keep your mouth shut. And, you know, and sometimes there are things that you just should not talk about, you know, that things that you just don't, there are things that you just have no business saying, you know. And then there are some people who really do want to learn something, like if you're at school or something and you know, and you have math or algebra or whatever, and you just don't get it until one day that light bulb goes off, or, you know, another student is helping you or your teacher or something, and they say something, you're like, oh, okay. But some people need a lesson. Some people, when I say sometimes you can't see what you're learning until you need the lesson. Once again, I just come back to those people who just don't know when to stop. And then you need that lesson, because one day you're going to cross that wrong person. One day you're going to piss off the wrong person. One day, you know, you're going to meet your match. It could be physically. It could be on a mental basis. It could be whatever. But when do you know that you need to back off? And going back to the song, you know, if you're going to play the game, you got to play it right. And some people want to play the game, but they don't know how to play. They think they do, but they don't. So are you guys following me, or have I lost you, or, you know, I mean, you know, I know I'm talking a lot here, but there are just some people, what do I mean? I mean that you have some people who, think they know everything. You know, you have people who think they know everything when actuality, they know very little, or they know nothing about what you're talking about. I mean, like I've said in previous shows, there are some things that I do. I just don't say anything. I just keep my mouth shut. If somebody says something, whatever. Nope. I don't know, because I don't know. And when you try to be that know-it-all, that person who will, let me give you my opinion, sometimes you sound foolish. Sometimes it's best just to keep your mouth shut. And, you know, and that's why I say you don't know, you can't see what you're learning until you need the lesson. And that, when you need that lesson, is usually when you're getting knocked upside your head. You know, when somebody is like, you know, putting you in your place. You know, telling you about yourself. And I know that we've all had people, the Lord knows I have, and I still do, who have people who tell you about yourself. And you got to sit back and go, well, yeah, damn, I did do that. Oh, yeah, that was, yeah. You know, where it's like, you know, just sit back, be quiet. I'm not talking to you. Stop talking. So, you know, I don't know. You know, it's like, why do people have to learn things the hard way? And I'm not talking about kids who, you know, when they're growing up, you know, they're learning the difference between right and wrong, you know, what their friends did, you know, that they followed their friends and that was wrong, or, you know, your little sister, you know, made you do it or whatever. You know, but I'm talking about, why do people, for some people, they have to learn the hard way. It's like, that's the only way that they'll get it. They always take the hard way, as opposed to just accepting something, or not even accepting it, but just, oh, okay, all right, well, this is it. But some people just have to learn things the hard way. And my question is, why is that? Why is that? Why do some people just have to take the long, you know, route, however you want to say it, And instead of just, you know, just listening. I mean, how many times do you tell your kids you don't listen? How many times did your parents tell you you don't listen? And you didn't listen because you're not listening. So those are the lessons that I say, until you need the lesson, you don't see it. You know? Some lessons we have to learn just from the mistakes that we make. We make mistakes over and over and over. And this could be, you know, if you're starting a business and someone says, you know, gives you advice, well, you know, you should really do it this way, because if you don't, blah, 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 blah. And they tell you why. And you're like, no, I'm going to do it this way. And then it fails. And you're like, well, I should have listened. Or you don't even have to take the person's advice, whatever, but did you listen? You know, and as you get older, should you learn how to listen more so that you don't do things the hard way? I didn't say you had to necessarily accept what people are saying, because there are a lot of things that people say to me that I don't accept at all, you know, but do you at least listen? And because there are a lot of people who just don't listen. So my question next is, how many people, let me rephrase that. How many people have learned one of their best lessons in life the hard way? Like, one of the best lessons that you have ever learned has been the hard way. You know, and I've said this before, for me, it was high school. I learned the hard way about talking about people. But it was a lesson learned, and it was a lesson. Hey, humble dog, welcome. You know, it's a lesson learned. It's a lesson that, it was a needed lesson. Learned it the hard way. But it was one of my best lessons in life. Okay, Brina says, I usually learn the hard way. Hey, Power Girl, welcome. So, Brina, are you learning the hard way because you don't listen, because you don't want to take someone else's advice? You're hard-headed? I mean, why do you say you usually learn the hard way? You know, because... for me personally, you know, when I learn things, I don't want to learn the hard way. But life is hard. Life is very hard. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care how much money you don't have. I don't care how much prestige you have, how much power you have, how much power you don't have. Life is hard. Life is full of surprises. We could plan out our lives, but it doesn't always, you know, go as planned. And Brina says, I am hard-headed and stubborn for the most part. I don't know why I'm that way. Well, you know, I mean, at least you can say you are, you know, so, okay. So Brina, do people usually have to tell you things twice? Or when you say that you're stubborn, that, you know, if you're trying to fix something and somebody says, Brina, you really don't need a wrench, you need a screwdriver. I mean, I don't know, you're trying to fix something. And, you know, and they're saying, you know, you really need to, you know, before you fix that part, you need to take that part off before you do that. You're like, no, I'm gonna do it this way, and then it breaks or whatever. I mean, is that what you mean? Or Blunt says, Brina, you're a Taurus, and that's why. And Brina says, no, if someone tells me I can't do something, I shouldn't go to see Jack Melcher wants to pop up. Hey, GP, welcome. I don't know who you are, Jack. We will let you up the first time. Hello. And Brina says, no, if someone tells me I can't do something or shouldn't I get into my kid's mindset, I want to do it even more. Well, you know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you know, some people, you know, some people tell me all the time there's something that I can't do. It's like, well, no, you're telling me no. I don't think that's necessarily getting into your kid mindset. I think that, you know, people don't like to hear that you cannot do something. People don't like to hear that. You know, people don't want to hear you can't do it. And then you almost have to prove to them that you can. But it depends upon what it is. I mean, are you saying that you could jump out of a plane without a parachute? Well, I would say, Brina, you can't do that. So unless you can fly or you have some superpowers, then I would tell you that you couldn't do that. But if you have a parachute, I'm gonna tell you to go for it. You know, so let's see. No, I'm not jumping out of nobody's plane. Oh, Brina, that was one of the first things I did when I moved to California. Loved it. Let's see. So, you know, why is it that people have to do things the hard way? And what is one of your best lessons that you've learned the hard way? One of the best lessons that you have learned that has been beneficial to you as through your life's journey that you learned the hard way. Did you get beat up? Were you a bully and you finally got beat up in school by all the other kids and that made you not be a bully anymore? You know, I mean, was there something, you know, that happened that made you, you know? And Brina says, I guess it's ego and pride. Some people care about what they look like in front of others. Yeah, but ego and pride, those are two things that can really get you in trouble. GP says, take care of your grandparents and parents. They won't always be around. GP, that is very, very true. That is very, very true. Yeah. But then again, I mean, I don't know. Some people, you know. Well, that's another show. What I was about to say, that's a whole different show. So I'm not going to say that. So does anybody have anything that they want to share where, you know, that they've learned a lesson that they learned the hard way, but it's helped them in life? Is there a lesson that does anyone have a lesson that they foresee? What I want to say that they foresee that they probably will learn the hard way because they just don't listen. And Brina, I'm not talking about being stubborn and not listening like that. I'm talking about, you know, just people who just I don't know, for lack of a better way to say it, is every day you go to school or you go to work and you make fun of this particular person because you think it's funny. They're not laughing. A couple other people may, you know, whatever. Yeah, other people may just look at you, but you think that it's funny. You think it's funny that every day you go to work or go to school or whatever, that you're going to pick on, because that's what it is. You're going to make fun of this particular person. And one day the person turns around and they slap the crap out of you. Then all of a sudden you're pissed. Or they say, you know, would you stop? Would you stop? And people don't stop. You know, I had a situation a couple of years ago where I kept telling someone, stop doing a particular thing. And they didn't stop. And when I went off, which happened to be in a public place, because they did it again, and I was like, would you stop? They got mad. You know, so, you know, and then it's like, well, you didn't have to go off like that. Well, I've been telling you to stop. So why do people take you to that point? GB says, learn the hard way, take care of your health. You know, that's another lesson learned. You know, you do have to take care of your health. The things you do in your 20s, if you live hard in your 20s, believe me, in your 40s, you're going to feel it. You know, so you do have to, you know, take care of your health, but a lot of people don't see it. You know, especially if you're a teenager. You tell them, don't smoke. Smoking's bad for you. How many people smoke? Then they get cancer. You know, you see these commercials with these people who, you know, talking through a machine. Parts of their appendages have been removed because of something that they did that they didn't take care of their health. It's like you learn the hard way. Is it worth it? At the end of the day, is it worth it? And the end of the day for some people really is the end of the day, because you won't have another day. You're not getting another one. So going back to, hold on. Hey, TQ. Welcome. See, Brina says, some people just take longer to realize that all actions have consequences. I don't know why. Health. Yep, that's a good one. And Brina says, I feel so bad for all my friends that picked up smoking in high school and still do it. Well, that's a habit that I'm glad that I stopped. Yeah, that's a habit that I'm glad that I stopped. It was one of the dumbest things that I ever did. And I'm very glad that I stopped. Cigarettes are expensive too, right? I mean, Brina, when I was smoking, cigarettes were not as expensive as they are now. I was in the store about a month ago and I heard somebody, you know, ask for a pack of cigarettes, and they came back, you know, they went to get them, they brought them back, and they were like 12 something. I'm like, what? $12 for a pack of cigarettes? When I was smoking, they were like $1.95 or something. So, you know, it's like that $12, you know, no. No. Spend that on some snacks or even a bottle of wine. Again, you don't want to drink your way through life either, even though some people do. Open bar, as we said on, Shorty Show, talking about an open bar. But going back to what Brina said about some people just take longer to realize that their actions have consequences. But is it taking longer to realize, or that you're just so obtuse that you just think that you can just say something or you can just do something and the consequences won't come back to you? That you can be rude to someone, that you can treat people a certain way, that you can get into someone's business or volunteer your opinion when you should just sit there and be quiet, that people are not going to say something. And do you have a right to get pissed off when you should mind your own business? GP says, I stopped buying demo CDs from people at gas stations. And Brina says, I do believe people think they're untouchable. I mean, I know people that are like that, Brina. I know people who they just won't be quiet. And they do feel that they're untouchable, that what they say, you know, it's like, it's okay. I mean, we all say things that we probably shouldn't say. I know I say things sometimes where the delivery was bad. I'm not taking back what I said. The delivery could have been off, you know. But you do learn from it. And are you willing to allow people to, again, tell you about yourself? Because there are some people who can criticize, but if you criticize them, oh my God, they are just so pissed off. Like, how dare you criticize me? I'm like, well, didn't you just say that to that person? What you just said, didn't you just do that yesterday? Or wasn't that you last month? But when you point it out to them, no, we'll see, you know, then it's something different. And that's when I say sometimes you can't see what you're learning until you need the lesson, because sometimes that lesson will knock you upside the head, literally. I mean, have you guys ever, you know, if you people watch, and that's one thing that I do, I love to people watch. I'll just, you know, if I'm out walking my dog, I'll sit on a park bench, and I'll just sit there and I'll just watch people, you know, and I can't hear what they're saying, but, you know, you can see from, you know, their body language and what have you. And, you know, have you ever seen some people just, you're looking at something and you're like, okay, this isn't going to turn out well for that person. And that person ends up get knocked upside the head, you know, or you see a child doing something and you're like, okay, that kid's about to get in trouble, you know, and the parent ends up popping the kid upside the head or whatever, snatching the kid's arm and saying, come on, you know, whatever, you know, sometimes you can see it coming, but the person who is doing the infraction can't see it coming. Why is that? Why is it that some things are as clear as day, but they don't see it? It's like everybody else sees it, but for whatever reason, that person does not see it. And when the lesson is learned, they get pissed off. And TQ says, some people just need to be humble from time to time. But TQ, some people need to be humbled all the time. Some people can't be humbled. I mean, I believe that. I don't care how much you try or whatever. Some people are just not going to be humbled. I think that goes back to what Brian says, is some people feel they're untouchable. I people watch a 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven is expensive. The gas is expensive and everything in there is expensive. I haven't been in 7-Eleven in years. Free Slurpees today. Some people, TQ says, some people just have to learn for themselves. But do they ever learn for themselves? And Brina says their ego is too loud. Yeah. I'm untouchable and humble, Lou says. And TQ says, anybody can be humble, auntie. Maybe not the way we intended to be, but somehow they get a piece of humble pie. TQ, I don't think so. I don't think so. And I'm going to go, and I'm just going to throw this name out here because I'm getting political, but somebody like Putin, I don't think he can be humble. I think that you have some people that are so just about themselves for whatever reason, be it about power, be it about how they look. You know, some people think that, oh my God, you know, I look the best, and, you know, or, you know, my shit don't stink. I don't think anybody can be humble. I think that there are people out there who are just, I want to be God. I'm not talking about the country as a whole. I'm talking about the person. I'm talking about the individual. Is that the way he left his mansion when his troops were outside? Yes, Brina, everybody shit stinks. Everyone shit stinks. But you have some people who say, well, mine don't stink as much as yours. It's like, well, have you smelled yours lately? You know, I mean, it's just, I don't think everybody can be humble. And I think that those people like him are going to learn a lesson the hard way. And it's going to be a very hard lesson for him that he won't be able to come back from. And I'll just leave it at that. But I think that people like that, they never learn. You can give them all the lessons that you want to or that you can throw out there, but some people just never learn. And some people don't care. Some people don't care. Let's see. Tinky says, shit stand in shit long enough, it won't have a smell. No more. You know what? And that's probably people standing in their own shit, and they just get used to it, that it don't stink anymore to them. But to everybody else, it does. You know, to everybody else, and that's what I'm saying. Some people just don't see it. Some people just, or in this case, some people just don't smell it. You know, are you such a narcissist? Are you so, as Brian said, that you feel you're so untouchable? Now, I do believe that no one is untouchable. No one is. I don't care how many security people you have around you. I don't care what kind of house you live in. If you're, driving a tank, there's always going to be something that's going to get you. No one is untouchable. But you have people who think that they are. And that's unfortunate. You know, like the saying goes, I had a lot of growing up to do. Are there people who feel that they still have a lot of growing up to do? I mean, I think you always have growing up to do, because you don't know everything. I think I know more than, depending upon what the situation is, no more than someone who's 21, because I've been there, done a lot of things that I should not have done, but I think a lot of people still have a lot of growing up to do. And I'm not talking about making mistakes, because mistakes are something that we all do and we learn from them. I'm talking about people who just don't think that they are capable of even making mistakes. Oh no, I would never do that. Really? Well, didn't you do that the other day? Let's see. TQ says, to the people that probably feel untouchable, maybe fighting demons inside, that's usually the case half the time. But are they really fighting demons, TQ, or is it just your ego? Is it your ego? Um, See, we all fight them sometimes, and yes, I do believe that we do have demons, but for people like that, is it more demons or is it ego? You know, when you look at some of these world leaders that we have, you look at some of these priests who were abusing young boys. Did you feel that you were untouchable because of the title you had, of the robe that you wore, of the collar around your neck that said that you were a saint, that you were a reverend, that you were a priest, but meanwhile you're doing this? Are you fighting demons or are you just a bad person, period? Are you just a narcissist that thinks that, you know, this is never going to happen to me? Hey, Shorty, welcome. I was talking to, I was texting with a friend the other day, and we were, Bill Cosby came up in the conversation. And I said, you know, because we were talking about Lisa Bonet. And I said, I remember when Lisa Bonet got pregnant and she wasn't married. And Bill Cosby went through this whole thing about, you know, just read her the riot act. And then when she did Angel Heart, that movie Angel Heart, and her part that she played, and he was like, you know, she never should have done that part. That's not, you know, that was not a good part for her and she should have known better. And I'm like, you know, I'm like, he's saying all this. Meanwhile, what were you doing? Meanwhile, what are you doing? You know, do you feel that you're so untouchable that someone is never going to say anything, that someone is never going to find out that you're a fraud? That you're, while you're so busy telling other people what they shouldn't do, and, you know, you better not have a baby out of wedlock, and you better not do this, and, you know, you need to pull your pants up and all this other stuff. Meanwhile, you're, what you're doing to women? Seriously? So it's like, did you finally get humble pie when you went to prison? And then you're let out on a technicality, which I thought was a bunch of crap. Did he have humble pie? And TQ says, it depends. Sometimes we are our own worst enemy. Yes, we are. Sometimes we are. Lou says, everything always comes to light one way or another, sooner or later, sooner or later. GB says, yeah, I gave away my Cosby t-shirts to a homeless guy. Hey, Mama Bear, welcome. I mean, you know, I mean, because I just, you know, don't get up in the pulpit and preach about how we need to be good Christians and Christ and all this other stuff. But after church is over, you're molesting the choir boy or the altar boy. Don't have me come to confession when you just got finished, before you walked into that booth, you just got finished doing something that was just wrong. So when do those people need the lesson? When, you know, some people have to learn the hard way. But what is the hard way for people like them? Is it being transferred out to another church where you just try to hide it, and they just do the same thing, you repeat the same thing, you're a repeat offender, and it keeps going on, you know, for the next 30 years? Do you learn the hard way when you finally get sued? Is that the hard way for some people, through money? Or for some people, is it the hard way when someone finally picks up a gun and they shoot you? Is that when people finally learn? You don't know what you're learning until you need that lesson. And that lesson is coming to you while you're staring down the barrel of a gun. I don't eat Jell-O no more. Oh, Lord. Oh, boy. See, Cosby got released early because he's famous. I don't know about that. It's that technicality, which was stupid. Let's see. You all are saying hi to each other. People that are murdered go to heaven all the time. But see, I'm not talking about... okay, you're saying people who are murdered. I'm sorry. I'm thinking about the people who did the deed. Okay. Yes, TQ, he got released on some BS. Exactly. He most certainly did. You know, but do those people ever learn? I mean, you know, the fact that, you know, people who are on death row, who should be on death row, because there are a lot of people who are in prison that are innocent, but people who are on death row and should be on death row. I mean, if you're in death row in California, it's a joke, because you don't die. You just have appeals for the next 40 years, and then you die of natural causes. Okay. No, they didn't blame COVID for his release, Lou. No. It's something that his attorneys did, that they said that they shouldn't have done or something. It had nothing to do with COVID. Well, you know, TQ, he is half blind or something, you know, whatever. But I mean, but those are the people that I'm talking about. Those are the people who I'm saying, you may be suffering, but have you really had that piece of humble pie? You know, have you really had that piece of humble pie? You know, okay, so you're saying, look at what he's going through. That's his karma. He's being humbled right now. But he can't even enjoy his stardom anymore or how he wants to. But TQ, don't you take a risk? Don't you take a risk from okay, put it like this. There are some people who I feel never should have run for office. And I'm saying this because you said stardom, so I'm saying this. There are some people who I feel should have never run for office, because if you had never run for office, people wouldn't have known all your dirty deeds. If you weren't that star, if you weren't that, you know, if you weren't that star who had a hit TV show and, you know, throughout your career, you had a hit stand-up act, or whatever, and you're out here preaching to other people saying, don't do this and don't do that. Aren't you the person who needs to make sure that your shit don't stink? Aren't you the person who needs to make sure that what you're doing is above board and on the up and up? So him not being able to enjoy his stardom, it's like, well, you could have, but this is what you did. Did you think that you can do this to people and somebody wasn't going to say something, even if it wasn't out loud, where they didn't say it in front of everyone else, where, you know, it went national? But did they tell their best friend? Did they tell their mother? Did they tell their father? Unless you keep something absolutely to yourself, someone is always going to know something. And you always take that risk. So his enjoying his stardom, that was shaky the first time that he did what he did. And I say the same thing to priests and everybody else who you do stuff you shouldn't do. If you're a Here Comes Lou, if you're that serial killer and you bury that first body, maybe the neighbor saw it. But somewhere along the way, those bodies are going to start popping up. And somebody's going to find you out. Oh, Mama Bear, we're talking about Bill Cosby. TQ says, he knew, and a lot of other people knew too. Like you said, money buys freedom, but being let free is all we need to be a voice. Yeah. 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 But money buys only so much freedom, don't you think? Because even then, because even if you accept the money, you're still, you know, selling a piece of yourself. And even though you say you sign this, you know, confidentiality, you know, whatever, and you're not supposed to say anything, and here's the money. Let's say I do go and I do say something. Okay, the most that can happen to me is that I reneged on it. You can sue me to pay the money back. I may even go to jail, but you're still outed. Your terrible deed is still outed. Luso, those elites are darker than we think, and that's why it's all coming to light. That's just elaborating this piece of shitness. Mama Bear says, what do you do now? And TQ says, nothing. Just elaborating on this piece of shitness. He didn't do anything, Mama Bear. He didn't do anything. We're just elaborating. You know, so, you know, I just think that there are people out there who need to learn a lesson. You know, and I know people who need to learn lessons, but it's like, you just keep talking. You just keep talking. You keep doing what you're doing. You just keep doing what you're doing. And some people have, again, learned the hard way, and they get pissed off because they're called out. And there are some people who it's like, okay, all right. You know, when they start shooting, I don't want to be around. When that fist starts flying, I don't want to be next to you because I might get hit. You know, when you get cursed out, you know, I'll be that fly on the wall so I can listen. But I don't, but you know, but you know, you just have some people who just, like I said, they just don't learn. They just don't listen. And bring again, I'm not saying when you're being stubborn or anything. I'm just talking about those people who just, you know, you keep it up. Go on, you just keep going. You just keep doing it. You just keep right on. You keep doing what you're doing, because pretty soon, what was that movie? Was it Chris Rock? No, it was Friday when he says you got knocked the fuck out. You know, and that's what is going to happen one day, you know, people like that are going to say something. They're going to say it to the wrong person, and you got knocked the fuck out. But they're still not going to know why. They're still going to say, well, what'd you hit me for? What did I do? Because they really don't know what they did. I had somebody do something to me the other day, and it was like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You know, they said a certain thing to me. They said a certain sentence. They were emphatic about this isn't this, and don't worry, and blah, 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 blah. And what they did, I was just shocked. Well, plus this, I shouldn't have been shocked, because this is their MO. But it's like, one day you are going to learn. Okay, we need to kick Sala out of her own show. What? I'm sorry, Mama Bear. What does that mean? What did I do? Did I not learn my lesson? Oh, because I cussed. Oh, because I cussed. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and it's not even Thursday. It's not even Thursday. Oh. I know you are, Mama Bear. Oh, well, guys, no show tomorrow because I got kicked out of my own show. So, oh, sorry, no, no show. Huh, I did use the F-bomb, but I did say that shit was my favorite curse word. Jordy says she's living her best life. Shorty. That's because of my twin sister. She helped me live my best life. She's not cursing. They're just modified adjectives. Thank you, son. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You have saved me. You have saved me. Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. Maybe I should do a nighttime show that I can really cuss and curse and use all the modified adjectives. Last time I did a night show, it ended up where I had to do a daytime show telling people where to go because they got a little bit too personal. There was one of those people who thought that they could say something and they were completely out of line. So Shorty says, please, please do. I don't know, Shorty. I leave that to you and son and crazy. Like you guys do the nighttime shows. And see, Shorty, I was looking for your nighttime show on your show on Saturday afternoon for me. You were nowhere to be found. You were MIA. You were MIA.
Hi.
So, what happened Saturday?
What had happened was, right? I went to my cousin's house and I got back too late. So I got you this Saturday. I got you.
See, I just wanted to come here and listen to somebody else. I mean, you know, I wanted to hear where everybody else was going.
Lies. How was lies? I'm not lying. I am telling the truth. If I was home, I would have did it.
Uh-huh. And you see what Lou says, Shorty V slacking.
Oh.
And she was parting them. And TQ says, tell them the truth. So what is the truth?
It is the truth.
Can you handle the truth?
I can't handle the truth. Can y'all handle the truth? That's the problem.
Oh, but you know what, TQ, in defense of Shorty, were you telling the truth when you were on her talent show and you said, I'm at the water park?
Right? Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. I am humble. Mm-hmm. I was not at a club, GP man. I don't go to clubs. I have clubs in my own house. But I don't go to no club. Mm-hmm. What? Mm-hmm. What's the for solid?
No, I'm
like you don't believe.
Wait, no,
me.
I'm to what TQ says. He's my yes ma'am. He was at the water park. I'm
no,
like,
he wasn't.
Mm-hmm. I know.
No, he wasn't.
I know.
He just didn't want to do that.
Oh Lord, I have pictures now. Don't use pictures that you What do you call it, Shorty, when you take somebody else's photos?
Oh, yeah, and claim it as theirs.
Yeah, yeah. Don't sit
identity
up here
theft.
And somebody else's photos. Mm-hmm. Now, this is me doing this, you know.
And this is me.
Yeah, your hands.
We know how you look.
Look.
We know how you look.
I'm in them, right.
Photoshop.
You have put yourself in there. Right, you
Photoshop.
Yes, you Photoshop. You Photoshop.
Yep. Photoshop and stuff.
I'm in them. How can I do it? You Photoshop.
All
so,
day.
Okay, Shorty. So today is Tuesday. So you plan on having your talent show on Saturday?
On Saturday, yes. Yeah. On
right.
Saturday.
All right. Well, because I want to hear other people.
Oh, there'll be other people on there. Sometimes they beat us. Sometimes Crucible will be. Look, you'll be surprised. Crucible can sing, Sister Solid. Solid. For real. He know how to sing. He be doing it too. For ask Crucible. He'll tell you.
Well, I want to hear. everybody else, because everybody said that, you know, on your show that, you know, that people come on there singing and everything. So I, so now that I know what it's about, then I would like to hear what other people are doing too. So
I hopefully they'll do it. I'm gonna see if Inspire can come through and play the. Oh, it's a, Inspire can play the guitar too.
Okay, so see, yeah, I mean, I want to see and hear other people. So yeah,
okay.
Well, y'all, this is all I have, and I'm getting up to my hour. So Shorty, thank you for coming up and popping on.
Yes,
thank
ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. So y'all, I am going to leave you with what did I say I was gonna play today? I'm going to leave you with The Gambler, because I think that this song, like I said, that one particular line in there where he says, if you're going to play the game, you got to learn to play it right. So you're going to do stuff that you shouldn't be doing and not wanting to eat humble pie or whatever, be untouchable. You got to make sure you know the game so it don't come back to you. Do you do karaoke? I've done karaoke before, but I cannot sing. I am not a singer. I'm going to sing Oh Happy Day, the Sister Act 2 version. Okay, so TQ, if you do the Sister Act 2 version, are you going to do that high note that he does?
He needs to. He can sing. TQ can sing.
Okay, so.
TQ can sing, but he just playing with y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yes, me and either you wanted to sing When Jesus Was, yes. So, you know, so When Jesus Was, or when, hold on, let me. Okay, TQ, can we just have a little taste of that Jesus Was?
Let's go, TQ. It's just your time to
shine. I can sing with you, bro.
We have a lot of static. You have a lot of static. So Shorty, I mean, can he like do the Jesus Was?
He can when he wants to.
Okay, but then he says, "No, I can't do that." How are you gonna do that version and you can't do that?
I know, right? If you're doing that version, you gotta hit that high note.
You have to hit the high note.
Have to.
TQ
wanna leave. Wow, TQ.
He went back to the water park. Yeah, son, I'm kind of dissing you today.
Today's the day.
Okay, so I want to hear the Jesus Was. TQ, you have the mic. And he left.
Now he's saying something wrong with his mic.
It probably fell in the water.
It probably did.
I can't help it.
It's my connection. I was at work, so when I passed by this electrical post, it like knocks me out too. But no, I don't know how to sing. I just be playing.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to imitate voices, but I don't know how to sing. If that makes sense.
TQ, why you lying? You be singing on your show, and you did duets with me a couple of times, so you still owe me a duet. So yeah.
No, I ain't no duet. That's why you got 8 kids now.
Okay, you got a lot of static, a lot of static there. Okay, well, TQ has until Saturday to figure out the When Jesus Was. So. On that note, guys, thank you for joining me today. I appreciate you all listening to just me mostly, but that was my show and what I wanted to say. So I'm going to leave you with Kenny Rogers, The Gambler. This is one of my, I actually like this song. It's been one of my favorite songs. So here you go.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces. knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice. So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em,
when to hold 'em,
know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the deal is done.
Well, everybody, that's it. Thank you for joining me. I will have a show tomorrow. Enjoy your day or evening wherever you are. And again, I will see you tomorrow. Bye.